Yes, Rob, thanks so much for having me on again. Always a privilege to be with you. And those of you listening out there in radio land or wherever you are, I really want you to lock in today, because you have an opportunity that most people on the earth have never had, simply because they've never heard some of the things that you're going to be able to hear today on this show. And there's a historical reason for that, and it's covered in this class. We have just produced and released a 24-hour course called One Day with the Creator. And we called it that very specifically because one day of your life will reap benefits for all the rest of the days of your life if you partake of this 24-hour educational experience. And it's much, much more than an educational experience. It's the experience of a lifetime to learn the truth about the Word of God and the star of the biblical show, Jesus Christ. Most people have heard of him. Yeah, he's a good guy, shafted by the government, I can identify. But he's far more than that. He is who the Word of God says he is. And, Rob, we were talking about doing homework to produce something like this. You don't just walk into the studio and film 24 hours. And I told him it's been about 45 years of my life in preparation. And you can get the DVDs for $89. So I tell people, yeah, it's about $2 a year of my life. I'm cheap labor. I actually didn't get paid for teaching the class because the Living Truth Fellowship, our ministry, is relatively new, and we don't have the resources yet to pay me a salary. But are you kidding? The Lord will pay me when he shows up, and I would pay to teach this class because it was the thrill of a lifetime. And I was thinking about a title for this show, which is, we always put them on our website as well, as Rob does the same thing, but we're calling this one Adrift in a Sea of Speculation, because that describes the state of mankind. Most people, and even too many Christians, and even Christians who go to church and here are supposed to be learning the Bible, the Word of God, the Creator's revelation to his created beings. They don't know what they're talking about. They can't answer questions. They have questions that they don't get answers for, so they end up making up stuff, and that's what speculation means. And most people are rudderless. They are aimless. They are hopeless. They are confused. Many of them have a macho exterior, but on the inside, they're very helpless, and they know that when they look themselves in the mirror. And so if you're listening to this thing today, I'm so glad to be able to share some of these things with you, because you do not have to be a human pinball. And that is how most people live, just bouncing through life, reacting to, you talk about terrorism, for heaven's sake, life is terrifying. My gosh, I mean, there's about 2 zillion ways to die from the time you wake up till the time you go back to sleep. And then, you could die in your sleep after that. But most people are totally circumstance-oriented. They're just kind of going through life frantically looking around, trying to see where the next smack in the head, so to speak, is going to come from. And then when that happens, then they react accordingly. But the Word of God and Jesus Christ, of course, is the living truth. He's the living Word, and that's the name of our ministry, the Living Truth Fellowship, tltf.org, where we have a treasure trove of resources available to you, written, audio, video, and we're always here to do everything, anything we can for you. I'm going to be traveling and teaching fairly extensively in the Midwest and the East and the Southeast this summer, and would love to see you. But if you're listening to this show, check out the website, because you don't have to live a life of self-orientation. And that is, again, what you're left with. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the written word of God, how to negotiate the pitfalls, the minefield that is called life, then you can only rely on yourself, and, or you can rely on others who are relying on themselves, and that's often worse. And so then you become self-righteous, self-reliant, all the self-hyphenated things that just crush people from the inside out. And maybe the worst is self-pity. Then you play the victim, and you live with a victim mentality, and you blame everybody else for your problems. So we have produced a wonderful class. It is a riot, I will say. People are writing in and saying how much they appreciate that they get to laugh for 24 hours. Now, of course, that's not nonstop, but I believe it's a sin to bore people. And so the class is anything but boring, and visually and graphically, it's just absolutely fabulous. And we'll be talking much more about that as we go on during the show.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm looking forward to that as well. And our very special guest today is John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship out in Indianapolis, Indiana. John has had 45 years of experience in dealing with all kinds of things that involve the Bible and Jesus and so on. And I think you hit it on the head there a minute ago, John, where you talked about people really kind of aimlessly walking around life, thinking that they're all alone, no hope, and all of this stuff is happening around them. But that's not really what reality is it?
No, not at all. The word reality is a great word because the Greek word for truth, the biblical word translated truth in English, the Greek word means reality, the way things actually are. And the author of life is who defines reality. You don't get to make up stuff. You might be the world's nicest person, helping old ladies across the street, whatever. Well, so what? You don't get to make up stuff about God. You don't get to make up stuff about your bank account. You don't just walk in there and with a check for $10 million, I'd like to cash this. They'll check your records that you have $64 in there. No. I believe my truth is that I got $10 million and I want it now. And she steps on the little button on the floor and they take you away because you are out of touch with reality. And so God defines reality for people. Now, we can choose to ignore him, but we do so at our own peril.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of people choose either not to believe or they have a tool in Jesus and tools like you guys have on your website as well. All different types of learning things to help guide us through this amazing maze, which our whole world has become right now, and how we're going to do it alone. I will tell you this, John, and God is my witness on this one. I got on my knees this morning and prayed to him, and we're going through some rough times personally now. And I just looked at him, and I looked up and I said, the only reason that I have peace in my life today with all the insanity happening is because I know I have you. And he's there for the taking. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. And we're going to be talking as we go on the show today. I sometimes say with very much tongue in cheek and take it with a block of salt, forget God. Let's talk about Jesus. And of course, we're not going to really forget God because God is the one that gave us Jesus, but Jesus crystallizes the invisible God. And that's what we're going to talk about and how succinctly Jesus summed up the key to human relations. You can go to weekend courses about how to relate to your boss or your employees or your spouse or your pet or whatever. But Jesus summed it up in one sentence in the scripture. So how much time do we have before the break? Do we have time to go into that?
We'll wait on that one there. We've got a few seconds left here. John Lynn is our very special guest here today from the Living Truth Fellowship in Indianapolis. And we are talking about a release of their latest class that they've spent just all kinds of time. Basically, John, in 45 years of his life. One Day with the Creator is the new class. You can go on tltf.org. That's tltf.org, as in the Living Truth Fellowship. Not only will you find that there, you have all kinds of wonderful learning tools, all kinds of things to help guide you through what we're going through right now, which is a pretty crazy time in our life. So if you'd like some help and you'd like to realize, just as I did today, I was on my knees and I just felt this amazing peace, and I just said, I looked up and I just said, you know, because of you, I have peace in all of this insanity, and I don't have to run around the world with my head cut off making things worse, but I can sit in peace knowing that you've got me covered. And we've got you covered here on In Your Face. My name is Rob Becknell. Our very special guest today, John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship. We're going to come right back and really start getting into some good stuff for you right after these messages. Welcome back into a wonderful and fabulous Thursday. And if you're saying, my gosh, dude, I have no job or relationship or house or car or money, how can it be fabulous? It's fabulous because you're on this side of the grass and you've got an opportunity to allow change in your life, to seek help, to ask help, and somebody that is able to help us all. Because he's been doing this for 45 years. I'd say that's pretty good credentials. If nothing else, just living life. I used to say that to some of the younger people I work with. I say, listen, dude, I've got like 25 years of life experience. Even if I'm not smarter than you or wiser than you, I've learned a lot and I've got life experience behind me. And this gentleman has been studying with the Word of Jesus and the Bible and all of this kind of wonderful stuff for the last 45 years. And his group, the Living Truth Fellowship out in Indianapolis, Indiana, has a wonderful new program they've just put together called One Day with the Creator, 24 hours long. And you get to grab a hold of a copy here. He'll tell you how to do that in a minute. John Lynn, thanks so much, and always intriguing. I'm looking forward to sitting back and kind of learning a bit here from you.
Well, thanks, Rob. You made a very good point when you talked about praying this morning, and I'm aware of some of the things going on in your life, and they're certainly challenging, but you said, you told the Lord, hey, I have peace, and that is what life is really all about, the internal, not the external. There are way, I just did a teaching. We do a WebEx hookup, a live teaching, first Wednesday of the month. Anyone can hop on that has even a phone, but especially a computer, and you can have the picture then too. But and it was called Living with PMS, stands for Persecuted Minority Syndrome. In other words, if you're really going to take a stand for Jesus Christ, you will, if you're really going to take a stand for Jesus Christ, you will suffer persecution. And I talked about, what is the more abundant life? A lot of Christians quote John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief comes not, the devil he was referring to, but to steal and to kill and to destroy. On the other hand, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And too many Christian ministries teach that as if it were in any way related to material things, a Rolex, a jet plane, a fancy car, or other things in that realm. Well, that is not at all what Jesus was talking about. Nothing wrong with any of those things inherently. God needs rich people in Christians to be wealthy, some of them to support ministries like this one that are willing, I'm willing to do the work, I just like to eat along with it so I can keep doing it. I'll go to Africa or the Philippines and trek around and teach the Bible and sweat and so forth like I've done many, many times. I just need a plane ticket and a place to stay and all that kind of thing, and everybody understands that. So the true more abundant life is on the inside. Love, joy, peace, patience, the kinds of things that enhance relationships. The real abundant life that Jesus came to make available is about relationships. Number one, with Him. you can know this man. He is a living man. He is a human being. That's what the Bible says. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. You the man. And Jesus Christ was tempted in all ways. You can read about him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was tempted in every way, like you and I are. In fact, far more so. And he never failed to rely on God, his Father, whom he loved and trusted implicitly and explicitly. And that is why he succeeded in his particular mission. And then, when you have the proper relationship with him, your earthly relationships are enhanced. Now, is everybody going to love you? Absolutely not. The Bible says that Jesus polarized people more than any political candidate or anybody else that's ever lived. You either loved him or you hated him. And that is exactly what's going to happen with you if you choose to follow this man who blazed a trail of faith to the heart of God. You are going to be loved or you are going to be hated. Well, it's no fun to be hated, but the joy of true intimacy with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, most people, I mean, I know, I've played on so many teams. I played 3 sports in high school and college. And I was close in, as far as I could, you know, my opinion, I would say, oh, I had countless close friends. And they were, many of them. But nothing like the kinds of friends and the kind of camaraderie that I have had with brothers and sisters in Christ, a purity of love because we're fighting for a cause together in the trenches of life. That is what life is all about. And so that is really what Jesus Christ wants to give you. But you can't go anywhere without knowledge, right? Yeah, you need knowledge today. No matter what your job is, if you don't have the knowledge regarding it and related to what you need to do, you can't do the job. So I want to get back to what I said about Jesus succinctly expressing the key to relationships. And most everyone on earth has heard of it as the golden rule. Now, I took the liberty of making up the silver rule, which I will share with you in a moment, which I think is this message is approved by Jesus. But the golden rule is do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Now think about that. That is just phenomenal. Do unto others what you want others to do to you. Now, you might say, I just don't have it in me. I just can't. So in case you can't do the golden rule, I'm going to give you a silver rule, okay? Don't do to others what you don't want others to do to you. Okay, got that? You might not have the wherewithal to smile at a passing pedestrian, okay? But at least don't frown, okay? You might not have the money to help a poor person that you see, but don't steal his shirt. That kind of thing. Okay, so we have the golden rule and the silver rule. I think that is so cool. Hope you do too. Because I'm good at not doing stuff. I'm good at not doing stuff I should be doing. So it's not that hard to not do stuff that is bad to people. But think about how most people live. They live by, as they're bouncing through life as a human pinball, many of us, and I do too sometimes, but at least I feel bad when I do it. I do unto others what I would not want them to do to me, especially in traffic, okay? And so I'm learning, I'm growing. This is a work in progress, okay? But Jesus Christ is what this is all about. And if you've ever If you've ever learned anything, and many things we learn, sometimes we have to learn it, which is not that exciting, but we have to do it for school or a job or something. But we're talking about learning the most thrilling, exciting, life-changing truth about what the heck is going on in this insane world. How is it going to end up, and what can I do about what is coming at me day by day? So if you've ever learned anything, you may not have realized, but I can assure you, you will agree with this, all learning, no matter what you're learning, it requires an implicit admission of either ignorance or error. In other words, if you go to school the first day and the teacher says, yo, 2 + 2 = 4. Now, if you have never heard about that from your parents growing up, they didn't teach you any mathematics, you're ignorant, which means without knowledge. And so, if you choose to believe that 2 + 2 = 4, you are admitting implicitly that you didn't know that before. Let's say you grew up and your parents told you 2 + 2 = 18. You go in there, the teacher says, yo, 2 + 2 = 4. You say, excuse me, it's 18, you moron. The teacher then explains to you why it's 4. You go home, say, mom, pop, wise up, it's 4. That is an implicit admission of error. Now, nobody likes to be wrong, but really, yes, you do. Let me say it this way. Nobody likes to be wrong, but how about this? Nobody likes to find out he's wrong unless finding out he's wrong helps him to be right. If you're going to go to Disney World from New York and you head down I-95 and you are psyched to meet Mickey, and then you drive and drive and you see a sign, Denver, 100 miles. At first, that's like a mallet in the forehead. Oh! But really, it's good. It's good if you want to really meet Mickey. Then you're going to have to turn around and go the proper way. So it is good to find out you're wrong if you really want to be right. And we in this ministry and God in Christ are looking for people that really want the truth. There are people out there searching all their lives, wondering, God, where are you? Jesus, where are you? What is going on? What is this book, the most widely read book on earth, the Bible? What is it really all about? And of course.
And John, hang on to that thought for just a minute. We got to take our next break. We're coming back already halfway through the show. Our very special guest, John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship, and their new program out, Get It While You Can, One Day with the Creator. We're coming right back. Welcome back into a wonderful Thursday. John Lynn, our very special guest from the Living Truth Fellowship out in Indianapolis. And they've got a new course out that you want to go online and check out. 24-hour course. Okay? It's one full day. And it's actually called One Day with the Creator. And TLTF.org. That's Thomas Larry, Thomas Frank.org. Go online and check out their not only the One Day with the Creator, but all kinds of great learning materials on there as well. And John brought up something just smack dab right in your face, truly. At least if you're not going to do something nice for somebody else today, at least don't do something negative to them. That's actually, it's so simple, but yet so profound, is it not?
Yeah, it is. God makes things simple. They're not always easy, but the Bible is easy to understand when someone explains to you the inherent keys that God has put in it, and that is what One Day with the Creator is all about. You can sit in your home in Borneo or wherever you are, you can open this book, and you can understand what the author of this book is saying to you. And it's really a love letter from God to people. And as we teach, and as the word that many people know, the Bible was composed by about 40 different writers during a period of 1500 or 1600 years, and there's no way they could collaborate given that fact. They couldn't possibly collaborate to produce a document with the awesome cohesion that the Bible has, but most people have never read it. The closer you look, the better God looks. So that the book is all about the man who is the plan, because the first man ran. The first man would be Adam. Once upon a time, God wanted a family, decided he'd make people instead of robotic giraffes. And so he gave him, as I like to say, made a little dirt man, gave him a little dirt date, Adam and Eve. And as I share in the class, Eve was not her name that Adam originally gave her. He changed her name after he disobeyed God and became dominated by a sin nature. Then the relationship between men and women changed for the worse, and that has still been a major problem, as many of us have experienced. And so you can open the book, and the Creator of the heavens and the earth and his risen Son will minister to your heart. The first thing you get from God that he wants you to get is everlasting life. Because based upon what the first Adam did, nothing personal, but you were born dead. I was born dead in sin. Well, if at first you don't succeed, get born again. And so that's why Jesus Christ came, to make available everlasting life. Many Christians will tell you that, oh yes, you can be saved, but then you can be unsaved. You can lose your salvation. I say, bull. Words have meaning. Salvation means salvation. It wouldn't be salvation if you can lose it. And of course, the key is the new birth. All of these topics are covered systematically in detail in the class One Day with the Creator, because that's what you deserve. If you are hungry, if you're not hungry for spiritual truth, hey, we have nothing to offer you. If you want to believe a bunch of nonsense and fables just to keep your Christian friends, I don't think we can help you. But if you are a human being who has cried out for truth, Jesus Christ is reaching out to you, and he's certainly doing it in one way, by way of our ministry and this show and so forth and so on. And remember, Jesus Christ defines truth. How do we know? He said, I am the way. The word "the" means the only one. I am the truth, and I am the life. And truth means the reality of things, the way things really are. See, God doesn't mean anything to people without Jesus Christ. Not really. He's invisible. We can't conceive of him. And so what do? Well, we make up stuff. If we don't read what the Bible says about him, and we don't get to know Jesus Christ, the living word, then we have no alternative but to make up stuff about God, and that's what people constantly do. So the reason I chose to follow Jesus Christ, basically, is because he's the only guy that's ever beaten. How many know death is the major enemy? We sell a very popular bumper sticker. Might want to get one. It says, "Death sucks." They're very popular. Unless you're a big death fan, and then you won't be around long. So anyway, he's the only man to beat death, and death is the problem. And Romans 5:12 tells us that the first Adam, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and by means of sin came death, and that man is the first Adam. And so God looked down at the little dirt man and the little dirt date, and he said, dang, this is not what I wanted. And so he had plan B up his sleeve. It's actually plan J. That would be Jesus, Yeshua. And he is named after his father. God's name is Yahweh. We cover all of these things systematically, step by step, in the class. God had to name himself because he had no mom and dad. And so he named himself Yahweh, and he defined that for the first time ever 2,500 years later for Moses in Exodus 34:6. And then he had a son later on and named him Yeshua, which means Yahweh, our Savior. So Jesus realized that he was God Jr. And it's sort of like, you know, you see a truck go by and it says Linguini and Sons, Inc. Well, the Bible is the story of God and Son, Inc. And the ink is not only the ink, I-N-K, on the pages. It's the I-N-C-O-R-P-O-R-A-T-E-D. What is the root word of incorporated? Corpus, the Latin root for word for body. And that's what happened on the wonderful day of Pentecost, which we celebrate actually this month, 7 weeks after what most people call Easter Sunday or the resurrection of Christ. The day of Pentecost, that's when God formed a corporation. And it's God and Son incorporated. And if you are a Christian, you are a corporate executive because you are a member of the body of Christ, the body of believers by which Jesus has diversified himself all over the world for the last 2,000-ish years since the day of Pentecost in about 30 A.D. And so, if you think death sucks, Jesus is the only answer because he thinks death sucks. And he wants to give you, first and foremost, everlasting life. 1 Timothy 2:4 says that it is the will of God that all men be saved. Cool. And it says to come unto, all the way unto, a knowledge. The word knowledge is a thoroughly applied experiential knowledge of the truth. And so, hey, all we have to do is line up with the will of God. God wants us to be saved, number one. That's the first thing. And you get born again in a split second. All you have to do is what Romans 10:9 says, confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Cha-ching! You are born. Now, you've been born once. I know you don't remember it, but it was a one-time occurrence. Now, your mother, if it was 24 hours of labor, she probably didn't maybe look at it as a one-time occurrence, but it was. It was a one-time occurrence. Bang, you're born. There you are, and you cannot get unborn. And that's exactly how it is when you make Jesus Christ your Lord. And he is the subject of the written word from Genesis 3:15 when God first unveiled his plan that he was going to have a son born of a virgin. That son was going to have to suffer and die, but God would raise him from the dead. This is all of what the prophecy in the Old Testament is about. And it was Jesus read it over and over to learn who he was, what he was supposed to do about being the Son of God, what's my job description, and the pension plan, because the job description included being murdered by wicked people inspired by demons. But God told him, listen, don't worry about it. The pension plan is a good one. I'm going to raise you from the dead. You're going to be king of the world. You're going to get to raise up all believers from the dead. So Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. If you are God and you're invisible and you want people to know you, you've got an image problem. And God solved that problem in Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the man of your dreams.
Man, I got to tell you, John, the way that you describe things just continues to amaze me. And you have, you know, the pension plan and all of these wonderful things that you come up with. It's amazing. And you can tell, listening to our good friend John Lynn, that he has done his homework for the last 45 years. And part of that homework is on One Day with the Creator, which you want to go online during this break. TLTF.org. That's Thomas Larry Thomas Frank.org. Go online and get their latest in a series that they've been doing teachings all along. And this is their latest one, One Day with the Creator. It's actually 24 hours. So you can take your time and go through it. and learn all about everything pretty much that you want to know about what it's like to walk a life with Jesus. My name is Rob Ekno. So blessed to be able to host this show today. All of our wonderful guests, thank you, God, for keep on sending them our way and sharing the miracles and the truth of God. We're going to come right back after these messages.
Has anyone ever told you the Bible is full of myths, fables, and contradictions? Have you ever heard that God works in mysterious ways, or that God allows tragedy and suffering? If we let God speak for himself, we find that none of those things are true.
This is John Lynn, the teacher of One Day with the Creator, a thrilling journey into the heart of God that will equip you with the tools you need to understand his word and live it day by day. This step-by-step teaching will introduce you to the risen Lord Jesus Christ, and he will help you overcome fear and worry, live with a powerful purpose, and truly love the people in your life.
Starring Jesus Christ, One Day with the Creator is filled with heart and humor. There is nothing like it on the planet. Order your copy today at tltf.org/class. That's tltf.org/class. Don't delay. Order today at tltf.org/class.
You're listening to Indy 104, iRadio LA.
More In Your Face with Rob Ekno happens now on Indy 104.
Welcome back to our final segment already. Man, these shows go by so fast, don't they? When you're talking about such a great subject as Jesus and God and miracles and peace. Our very special guest today, John Lynn from the Living Truth Fellowship, is sharing about their new series, 24 Hours. How awesome is that? One Day with the Creator is the name of it. And you can go online at tltf.org, as you just heard on that commercial. And keep this thought in mind, would you please? You know, I share all the time about loving thy neighbor as thyself. John shared it today, as do unto others what you want others to do to you. But I think even more importantly, if you're not going to step out, if you're not going to participate in making a positive difference, at least don't do unto others what you don't want them to do to you, and at least be kind and considerate of others, and don't do anything negative that you wouldn't want happen to yourself. And we've got a lot of positive, but we only have a short period of time left for John to continue on here. So, John, I'm going to get out of your way. Tell us more about what you guys have got going on.
I just thought of another example. If you can't drag someone, if you're not willing to drag someone out of a burning building, at least don't block the exit.
Okay. Wow. That's a good one.
Anyway, yeah, you can come up with your own out there. Just One Day with the Creator is 28 segments. The many of them are only 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Only one of them is 60 minutes or more, if I remember. And we tried to make a novel that you can't put down. And we've had all kinds of testimonies from people who are saying, "You're costing me sleep, because I start listening after I come home from work, and then I just say, oh, I want to hear the next one. Oh, it's 11 o'clock, but that next one's only 38 minutes, so I want to hear that one," and so forth and so on. So you have it. It's cheap. It's yours. You can. Many people have already put groups together to run it for their friends. It's a phenomenal learning experience. We have a suggested schedule on the website, because this is not something like a year to listen to, for heaven's sake. Now, we've had some people who just went nuts on a weekend and listened to 12 hours Saturday and 12 hours Sunday and finished it, but that's not going to be what it is for most folks. But 2-3 weeks, you should easily be able to get through it, just a couple of segments in the evening, something like that. It's very exciting, and especially if you are one who is looking for truth. And so in this last few minutes here, I'll point out some of the things that we talk about, and a couple of questions we have in a brochure that we're putting together. It says, do you really believe that the author of life, who precisely set the billions of stars in their courses, manufactured the magnificent human body, invented language, and did countless other miraculous things, would claim to have authored a book that constantly contradicts itself and is too hard for you to understand. That's insane. The Bible not only claims to be the flawless, God-breathed revelation of the Creator, but it proves it to you if you are looking for truth. You ever heard this one? The Bible is full of contradictions. Well, that's a lie. You ever been lied to? I'm sure you have. We've all been lied to more times than we would like to remember. Well, that's a lie. How about this one? God is mysterious. That's another lie. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to know everything about God, but you know what it does mean? You're going to know everything about him he says we need to know, because that's what it says in 2 Peter chapter 1. The Bible contains all things that pertain to life and godliness. How do you be a husband? How do you be a father? How do you be a worker? How do you be a boss? How do you be a brother, a sister? It's phenomenal. What do you do when you get sick? What do you do when tragedy strikes? So, then here's one. How about this one? Have you ever heard this? That God, who is love. The Bible says God is love. You ever thought about that? That's a three-word sentence. God is love. It is pregnant with theological connotations. He is love. You know what that means? Now, you're loving at times. Of course, I don't know you. You could be a psycho listening today. But let's say you're loving at times. I'm loving at times, okay? I'm working on it, making those times more than they have been in the past, okay? But God is. You know what that means? He cannot, by his very nature and character, do or say anything that is not totally loving. So anything you read in the Bible that looks like it might be something God does that's not loving, number one, you're not understanding it. Number two, look at Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because he always perfectly obeyed. He was the human representative of the Creator to mankind. So have you ever heard this? God, who is love, allows tragedy and suffering. Well, would you allow tragedy and suffering to come to your family? Someone rings your doorbell. Hi, can I come in and punch your kid in the mouth? Sure, just don't punch too hard. That's insane. You would slam the door in the guy's face, okay? So how could you love and trust a God like that? Well, in the class, you'll learn God says nothing of the kind. He doesn't allow anything he can stop. That's what the word allow means. I could stop it, but I won't. I choose not to. Well, that's not. What kind of God would that be? How about this one? Oh, here's one. This is one of my favorite segments of the class. Have you ever heard that God has absolute foreknowledge and he knew 100 billion years ago what socks you'd be wearing today? Do you know that that is a pagan fable? The idea of absolute foreknowledge, it comes from pagan sources, not from the Bible. Here's one, could be the biggest one. Do you know what parts of the Bible are written to you and what parts are written to other people, either in the past or in the future? Most Christians do not know what parts of the Bible are written to them, and it ruins their experience of reading the Scripture, and then they try to do apply in their own lives what is written to other people in the past or the present or the future, and it doesn't work. And then they give up on God when he's trying to say, wait a minute, I wasn't talking to you. You're not supposed to do this. And that covers all kinds of things, tithing, water, baptism, salvation, conditional salvation, all that kind of thing. Understanding what is written to you and what is written to other people in the past or in the future eliminates all of those apparent contradictions. And then we cover some of the sacred cows of Christianity. What happens to people when they die? Who is Jesus? How does he relate to God? How do I live with a sin nature that dwells in me? All of these things are laid out, and they're laid out in such a way that you can understand them, because we start from scratch, and first we establish the integrity and the accuracy of this book that you can hold in your hand. And by the end of the class, you know, that book was written in the blood of many people who gave their lives. They were murdered by tyrants because they tried to upset the religious apple cart of one group or another, and they were burned at the stake along with their books and so forth and so on. And so it is an absolute miracle of God that in 2013 you can click on our website, order this class, open this book, and understand the heart of God.
Well, that's a pretty good heart to understand right there, and one to know, like I said. I mean, it's amazing going through personal situations where you're being attacked and stuff, and you're like, wow, why, God? And it's like, but you know what? I have absolute amazing peace because of you. And apparently, if people are willing to go online at tltf.org and get a copy of this new series that they've put together, a 24-hour series, One Day with the Creator, I'm assuming, John, that people will be able to walk away with a lot more peace, perhaps, than they may have now?
Oh, absolutely. Peace, joy, love, and, you know, patience. I'm working on that one. And you can see a sample segment of the class. Just click on our website, tltf.org. It takes you right to a blurb about One Day with the Creator. You click on that, and then you can click on a sample segment of a fabulous teaching about John chapter 4 when Jesus met this woman at the well. And it also will give you the table of contents and the syllabus. You can see everything that we do. And then you can gather your family and friends, and it'll put you on the same page with people and a lot of people around the world who are looking for the truth.
Wow, man, almost like you know that was coming there. That is our bumper to end the show here. Thank you so much, John, for hanging out with us today. And as always, go online at tltf.org and get a copy of One Day with the Creator. And John, you, I hope, have an amazingly blessed day with the Creator as well.
Thank you, Rob, and my love and blessings to everybody out there. We would love to hear from you as to what you thought about this show.
Absolutely. Go online, tltf.org. Talk to our friend John and all the wonderful folks there at the Living Truth Fellowship. My name is Rob Ekno, so blessed by God to have a voice, to be able to hopefully bring on more guests and inspire and motivate and challenge each of us to become the best we can be for ourselves, our country, but most importantly, God. I hope you have an amazingly blessed day. We'll do it all again tomorrow, same time, same place on Indy 104. We leave you off now with the wonderful sounds of Ashley Beckford and Nick and the whole gang on the Christ Church of the Valley worship team in San Dimas, California. We cry holy.